We're back for the first time in 2020 to the two. I got to say it.
Can I say little people, big people, all people?
Welcome to the first episode of the year for the podcast known as Buffed Up Sports, available on all major podcasting platforms. That's right, it's me. I'm back, RJ Hunt, the host. You're gonna love me, I promise. I took that last part of 2021, took a little break. Sometimes you gotta do that in life. You gotta take a break. But you know, sometimes when you're going break, you're going break. And I pretty much did that. I went on break. But with that being said, let's get the show on the road, cause got a special episode for you. Today is the first annual Buffed Up Sports Awards show, and I'm so happy because as the first annual Buffed Up Sports Awards show begins, the very first host will be none other than yours truly, myself. Yes, round of applause, please, for me. Yeah. Hold on, let me do my Eddie Murphy. Yes, Hercules.
I'm so excited. I can't help it.
First, I want to explain how the Buffed Up Sports Award Show is going to work. You know, we're going to celebrate the accomplishments of 2021 and some even lowlights of 2021. These will be favorite towards Detroit sports, but y'all know how I do on here. I talk boxing too. I talk WNBA sometimes too. And then here and there, you might even catch me with a WWE reference. So I got something for that too. So anyways, here is the categories for the first annual Buffed Up Sports Awards show. We have Detroit Rookie of the Year, Boxer of the Year, WNBA Player of the Year, WWE Moment of the Year, Episode of the Year, Lifetime Achievement Award, Bummer of the Year. Oh, I can't wait for that one. Game of the Year, Record Breaking Performance of the Year, Fight of the Year, Team with the Best Fans, Apology of the Year, Coach of the Year, Player of the Year, Team of the Year, and we will wrap things up with the Detroit Sports Moment of the Year. Woo! Let's get into it. Rookie of the Year. Now, I was thinking about, hold on. The winner of these categories are decided by me. I did take public opinion, but whose show is this? Me. It's my show. So I get the final say. I'm the decider. I'm the Vince McMahon of this joint. Ooh, I went there, didn't I? Anyways, Rookie of the Year. Now, I wanted to go with Cade Cunningham because of my Pistons bias. I don't hide it. And Cade, I feel like, has played pretty well. I could see the foundation of why people say he was the number one pick. I could see him carrying us to some success in the near future. But Cade Cunningham is yet to play a full season of NBA basketball. And like I said, I don't even think we're barely at the halfway point. If not, we're closer. But I did have to give it to a guy who has pretty much wrapped up his rookie season. And honestly, I don't know how many people saw it coming. I didn't see it, but he's had a great season. I have to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown, the Lions wide receiver. I feel like he should get Rookie of the Year based off the fact he got the touchdown when the Lions won the first game of the season. You know, the game-winning touchdown. I feel like that within itself is Rookie of the Year worthy. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown, he leads the team in receptions. He leads the team in receiving yards, and he's tied for the most touchdowns on the team, which isn't much, it's only four, with TJ Hockenson. So I feel like you gotta give him the Rookie of the Year. I mean, you gotta give it to him. So congrats to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Everybody give a round of applause to him. Unfortunately, St. Brown is not here to accept this award, so I will be accepting this award on I'm not even going to say that for the rest of them, because otherwise I'm going to be saying that all night. Y'all know I ain't got nobody coming on here. I wish. Next, Boxer of the Year. Now, this pretty much came down to three people. Adrian, the problem. Adrian Broner was not up for this award. Y'all know how I feel about Adrian Broner. That's one of my favorite fighters. For reasons outside the ring, as far as press conferences go. And his antics in the ring, but no, it's not him. It came down to two people. I did give Terrence Crawford some consideration, but I end up going with boxing's biggest star in today's world, Canelo Alvarez. I mean, the man wiped through the middleweight division. He won every belt, became the undisputed middleweight champ. So, I mean, he had about four fights in a 12-month span, all against champions of the division. So, I don't care how you look at it. People say Canelo doesn't fight real competition. This dude fought four champions. People are champions for a reason. So, you got to give it to him. So, yes, Canelo Alvarez wins Boxer of the Year for 2021. Congrats to Canelo. Next, we have WNBA Player of the Year. Now, I was thinking about giving this to the WNBA 2021 League MVP, Jonquel Jones. But then if you look at the playoff run and then everything on her mind, on the court and off the court, I couldn't root against Candace Parker in this situation. So I end up giving her WNBA Player of the Year. I mean, she came to Chicago, her home. She left the LA Sparks, the team she played with her whole career, to come home, play with her hometown team of the Chicago Sky. Now, the Chicago Sky were not exactly favored to win a championship. They did come in as the sixth seed, but Candace Parker found a way, willed her team to victory. They beat the Phoenix Mercury, who I honestly thought were going to win the championship. And that's before they played each other. The whole playoffs, I said, is going to come down to the Mercury winning the championship. They were favored, in my opinion. But then the Chicago Sky came in, took down the Mercury, dominated them. And so you got Candace Parker, comes on, win the championship for a hometown team. You got to win WNBA Player of the Year. You got to win WNBA Player of the Year. So that's that. Now, y'all know I love wrestling. Been watching pretty much since I was a youngin', a little thing, little child. WWE Moment of the Year, we have my favorite wrestler in today's world, the EST of WWE. She's in two nominees. Is that how you? I don't know. I'm not editing that out. Anyways. Bianca Belair winning the Women's Royal Rumble, being the first black to win it. That was a pretty big moment. We also had Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks headlining WrestleMania, main eventing. Only the second time it was a women bout to main event WrestleMania, but the first time to be black women. That's an accomplishment within itself. But we also got Big E cashing in to become the world champion. Now, y'all may not watch wrestling, but I promise that you have seen Big E by now, because he's on everything nowadays. He was at the Wilder Fury fight, the Crawford Porter fight. He was on College Football Game Day. Like, the man has been making himself relevant and known since he became the champ, which he did just recently lose. But hey, that was a pretty big moment. And then, of course, I gotta give the award, because none of them won, but they were all big moments of the year. I have to give the award to, I just said Bianca Belair is my favorite wrestler, but I said emphasis on today's world, because my favorite wrestler of all time has to be John Cena. Now, if you know me, you know next week I'm going to say The Rock's my favorite wrestler. I'll always admit they intertwine. Catch me on what day and you're going to get either or. But today we're going to say John Cena's my favorite wrestler. And he made his surprise return at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view after more than a year away from the ring. And when I tell y'all, I might be 19 years old, but I thought I was 9 years old again. Because when John Cena, when I heard that, dun, 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 y'all know his theme song. Don't act like you don't know. Y'all be acting like y'all too cool. When I heard that theme song, I went crazy. I lost it. I pretty much woke up everybody in my house like, oh, John Cena. That was crazy. Next, it's a personal award. Episode of the year. That's right. We have an award for the best Buffed Up Sports episode of the year, and that has to go to Some Things Take a Sacrifice. Not only was it one of my better shows to... Statistically, it was also one of my favorite shows because of the promotion that was involved. I mean, if you remember, yes, this was the episode where I had previously stated if the Pistons won the NBA draft lottery and gained the number one pick, I would shave my head because I honestly did not think it was going to happen. So when it did, one, I was pretty much caught off guard. Two, I was happy because the Pistons got the number one pick. But three, I knew I had to shave my head because I'm like, I don't put it out there now. And I had people hit me up right away talking about when you shaving your head. So I knew I couldn't get out of it. I was like, well, man of my word, I ain't no punk. You know, mama ain't raised no punk, so I'm about to do what I got to do. I went to the barber shop the next day, told the barber, take it all off. He looking at me crazy. He's like, huh? I said, yeah, you got to take it all off. He said, why? I said, the Pistons won the lottery. I got to do what I got to do. Got to be a man of my word. So I took it all off. Posted the picture on social media. Everybody's looking at me crazy, laughing. Boy, you look crazy. My mama, she looked at me. She wasn't happy. She didn't talk to me for 2 days. She really didn't say anything. My mama did not talk to me for 2 days because she did not like how I look. She said, you look crazy. I was like, I can't help it. Had to do what I had to do. My hair ended up growing back though. Y'all see my hair now? I got the waves spinning again. Got 360s this time. She said, skip the 180s. We want 360 on them. So yes, episode of the year was Some Things Take a Sacrifice because I was talking about how we bought. I was talking about the excitement of finally getting Cade Cunningham. Woo! All right, let's go to the next one. Lifetime Achievement Award. I wanted to honor somebody in the Detroit sports. world that has meant a lot to me this year. So I have to give it to four-time Defensive Player of the Year, NBA champion. The man went into the Hall of Fame in 2021. I have to give it to Ben Wallace. And I'm giving some bias because I met Ben Wallace this year. And it was so cool. I already told y'all how that went down. That was so cool. I met Ben Wallace. I'd have never imagined meeting Ben Wallace. So he, by default, gets Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, time to bring things down for a minute. I have the Bummer of the Year Award. Now, Detroit sports, we already know it's a lot of bummers. We get bummers dang near every game. You know, you've had the Pistons be up, find a way to lose. You've had the Pistons get buzzer beaters. You've had the Tigers deal with walk-offs, Red Wings losing shootouts. But then it's that one team that just can't never, ever have a lucky day. And it's them Detroit Lions. Bummer of the year has to be against the game where we played the Ravens. I mean, first of all, the Lions kicked the field goal to take a lead. Give the Ravens the ball with about over a minute. The Ravens convert on a 4th-and-19 play. Whoa. But okay, fine. Then they get ready to kick a field goal. But the play before, it's a delay of game. But doesn't get called. Doesn't that sound Lions-y, if that's a word? Just made it up. Skip it if it's not, because it's going to be a word today. So yes, the Lions have a call that doesn't go in their favor that should have been. It's the delay of game that doesn't get called. You have the greatest kicker of all time. Yes, I will say that faithfully because I've seen this man hit clutch field goals after clutch field goals. Every time it's a game on the line and this guy goes up to kick, you can pretty much guarantee he's knocking that ball between the field goal posts, and he is none other than Justin Tucker. So Justin Tucker gets ready to line up for a potential NFL record. 66 yards. And I mean, he boots it. The ball bounces off the field goal post. Usually, when it bounces off, pops out. No, it bounces in and the Lions lose like that. You can't tell me there wasn't a bigger bummer than that one this year. Because how? Not only do we lose on the NFL record, but the ball bounced to add just agony to it. And it's the Lions, like only the Lions, gotta say. But speaking of record breaking. We have record breaking performance of the year. Now, I would say Lions ending their losing streak. 364 days of losing. We were one day away from entering a full year without a win. But the Lions won. Again, back to Amon-Ra St. Brown with his touchdown catch to end the game. But honestly, there was some bigger history this year. Miguel Cabrera. Now, not a record necessarily, but it is a milestone. Therefore, I have to give it to him. Because that's not something you see every day. Now, I'll tell you what, a team losing for 364 days in a row is not something you see every day either. But when you go back years from now and you look at the history books, which one do I see standing out more? Lions going 364 days without winning or Miguel Cabrera reaching 500 home runs? I have to go with Miggy reaching 500 home runs. Now, the only thing that would have made that moment sweeter is if he did it at Comerica. But Comerica, we all know, is a tough field to hit, so kind of was bound not to happen. Fight of the year, boxing fight of the year, that is. We have some potential nominees that are Teofimo Lopez versus George Kambosos, Terrence Crawford versus Sean Porter and Sean Porter's last bout for now, Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury Part 3, and then Gervonta Tank Davis versus Mario Barrios. I wanted to go Tank Davis versus Mario Barrios for a hot second. I did. But then I thought about it. Even though I lost money on this fight, it was the fight of the year. The hype to it lived up to expectations, and that was Wilder first Fury. Because how many knockouts did that fight, or knockdowns, excuse me, did that fight have? About 4-5 knockdowns, and it's a heavyweight bout at that. Even though I will argue to this day, y'all caught the reference, that Deontay Wilder did win that first fight. He definitely didn't win that second one. Even the third one, he got knocked out, but he held his ground because he knocked down Fury. So, I mean, hey, you knocked down. Fury's just too big, man. I don't even know if that Fury's just the best. I mean, I guess he is, but it's just his skill set. Like, he do got the skill. Let me not take that away from him. He can defend. He can jab. He can actually box. You know, he got the power. He got a heck of a chin. He got all that. But then he just got the ultimate factor, and that's his size. Like, he just wears his opponents down by leaning on them, gets them tired, get their legs tired, and then just start blasting on them and knock them down. I mean, somebody put up a graphic saying who will win between Muhammad Ali and Tyson Fury. Now, you got most who right off the bat will say, Muhammad Ali, he's the greatest. I'll personally be like, shoot, Muhammad better knock him out fast. That's the only way I can see. He better knock him out fast. He better use that speed and just, hey, Muhammad Ali was known to stay away. Defend and use a little rope-a-dope action. He gonna have to do something. Because Fury, if he wear him down, Fury's 6'7", 300 pounds. I'm just saying. So yes, Wilder Fury, fight of the year. We're wrapping up. Team with the best fans. Now, I almost gave this to the Lions because the Lions fans will show up no matter what. This team hasn't seen anything successful, but the fans still show up. But I have to give it to the Red Wings fans. As I've gotten to hockey more, I have appreciated Red Wings fans more and more. I don't know what it is. I just really enjoy the Red Wings fans. So, Red Wings fans, give yourself a pat on the back. You're the team with the best fans. Apology of the year. You know, during the 2020 NFL season, I used to clown this man. I said he would get dogged on by receivers. He couldn't defend anybody. He would get cooked every single play. I just thought the guy was a bum. This year, he shut me up. I haven't said one bad thing about him because his name is Amani. All right, let's get ready, RJ. Say it right. Oruwariye. I think I got that. Lions fans, let me know. But yes, I'm going with him to give the apology of the year because Amani, I dogged you last year, but this year you shut me up. You have been the Lions' best player in the secondary, arguably, other than Tracy Walker. So I got to give it to you. He does lead the team in interceptions and pass deflections. So I feel like Amani Wari, Amani O, you deserve apology of the year. GM of the year comes down to Steve Yzerman and Troy Weaver. Now I had to make a decision, and as much as the Red Wings seem to be the team with the best future ahead at this moment, I gotta give it to Troy Weaver, because the Pistons have had no direction whatsoever. Like, I thought we were gonna be in this bad boy for a minute as far as these down years, and honestly, we still might be. But Troy Weaver turned a Luke Kennard into Sadiq Bey, who has struggled up until he started wearing the headband. Congrats to you, Sadiq. He got us Cade Cunningham. You know, he did get us Jeremy Grant. Now, Jeremy Grant, mixed feelings about him, but hey, the guy's putting up 20 a game since he's been with Detroit. Gotta give him his props there. So I gotta give Troy Weaver GM of the year, coach of the year, Dwayne Casey. I'm kidding. It's not Dwayne Casey. AJ Hinch, the Tigers manager, AJ Hinch. Now, I remember when we got AJ Hinch, I said if he could do what he did for the Astros, I don't care if that means cheap. I'm all right with it. And he has turned the Tigers around. Like, the Tigers, after that rough month of April, the Tigers were rolling. Like, it was some conversation like, don't be surprised they mess around to get close to a wild card position. So for that to even be a topic, I say you gotta give AJ Hinch his props. So AJ Hinch wins coach of the year. Moving on, we're getting down to the nitty gritty. Player of the year is none other than Lions quarterback Jared Goff. I'm kidding. But the real nominees are Amon-Ra St. Brown. Again, it's like his third time being in a category. DeAndre Swift. Now, I had to give DeAndre Swift some props because he carried me on fantasy this year. He was like the only player that was consistent. I could count on DeAndre Swift to give me 15 to 20 points every game. There were players who were expected to give me 20 and will only give me 5, Travis Kelce. So DeAndre Swift, no DeAndre Swift slander here. Now, next, we have Jeremy Grant. We have Robbie Grossman of the Detroit Tigers, outfielder of the Detroit Tigers. And then we have Dylan Larkin of the Red Wings. I might make people mad with this one, because you could argue that Jonathan Scope should be up here before Robbie Grossman, and that Robbie Grossman's not even the best Tiger that's nominated. But that player of the year is going to Robbie Grossman for me, because that is the player I enjoy watching the most out of our Detroit athletes this year. It's just, I don't know what it was about Robbie Grossman, but I enjoyed him the most. So I'm giving him player of the year, team of the year. It's not the Detroit Lions and it's not the Detroit Pistons, because my goodness, have those teams been awful. But comes down to the Red Wings and the Tigers, and I'm gonna go. Now, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Before I recorded this, I was leaning towards Red Wings for team of the year. But I think now that I think about it, I'm gonna give it to the Tigers, because the Red Wings, their 2020-2021 season wasn't the greatest, but their 2021-22 season has been looking solid so far. But that only accounts for half the year. So I'm gonna have to lean towards the Tigers, because the Tigers, this was the first time I watched the Tigers like on a regular basis in about 5 years. No joke. So for this team to be the team that gets me back on board, I feel like they have to get some recognition. So I'm giving team of the year to the Detroit Tigers. Now, moment of the year, we have Robbie Grossman walk-off home run versus the Yankees. Now, the reason this is nominated, because one, I was at that game. I stood in this stadium for about 4 hours in 40 degree weather in the month of May. late May at that. And then on top of me being cold, I spent $30 on hot chocolate because I was that cold. Now that's ridiculous. I get it, but that's how cold I was. And then the game had the nerve to go into a 10th inning. So the Tigers are down. I'm like, oh shoot, me on, I don't stay for nothing. I could have left by now. But Robbie Grossman goes up the bat. That ball went flying. Walk off home run. And honestly, I feel like that was the game that turned the Tigers season around, because the Tigers are pretty much rolling after that. Like, when you beat the Yankees, that's a big deal. So we also got that. We got, once again, Lions ending their losing streak. 364 days. That was the moment of the year. I'm telling you, y'all seen that video of me going crazy, running through the house when that touchdown pass was caught. Man, I lost it. Then we got Miguel Cabrera hitting 500. That was a pretty big deal. Then last but not least, you got the moment we drafted Cade Cunningham. Honestly, I want to say that's our winner. And it's because it's a two-parter. One, the night we won the lottery. Man, I couldn't sleep that night. I was that excited. I had people calling me, congratulating me like I'm on the team. And then you fast forward to a month later, the actual night of the draft. I go down to Little Caesars for the draft part. Little Caesars Arena. Fans are back in Little Caesars Arena. Packed. For the first time in almost a year. And it's for a draft lottery. Not a game. Allen Iverson. Not a game. But a draft lottery. Because we know the fate of the franchise is about to change. And so when we're watching on the Jumbotron and we see Adam Silver announce Cade Cunningham as the number one pick by the Detroit Pistons, that arena went stupid. And it was just a feel-good moment. Because again, after a year being away from the arena, finally back at LCA, the Pistons had something to cheer for. And it felt good. So my 2021 moment of the year, and I feel like this is going to stand out years from now. I have a gut feeling about it. It's going to be Cade Cunningham being drafted to the Detroit Pistons. Well, there you have it. Thank you all for listening to the first annual Buffed Up Sports Awards show. I can't wait to do this in 2022. At the end of 2022, should I say. Because 2021 was not easy. For sports, for me and my personal life, but I'll be glad that year is over. In 2022, you know, only can hope that things move on up, because I got plans for Buffed Up Sports. I got plans for myself, and I want everything and everybody to move on up like the Jeffersons. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts, at RJ_Hunt36. Send me a friend request on Facebook at RJ Hunt. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, and leave a review, please, because I love to hear the feedback. And if you love today's episode, send it to a friend. Now just remember to follow these words: spread love, keep your chest out, hold your head up, show off them pretty teeth, and don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Peace. And a happy new year to you. 2022. You know, too many years in the past, we'd be like, this year gonna be our year. I'm not gonna say that this year. We just gonna hope and pray for the best.